back to the show. Kevin Bray on this Monday lunch hour. Kind of a cool day. And we're feeling the fall, effects of fall today for sure. In fact, some parts of the province getting a little bit of rain today off and on. And cool temps. Although it does actually look not too bad. If you go to midweek, we're see some sunshine, see some positive, 14, 15 degrees, I think, in parts of the province. So not bad at all there, that's for sure. Well, I often love the opportunity to have guests on from the University of Saskatchewan. In fact, Dr. Peter Stoichev has been on this program many times and talked about their campaign, Be What the World Needs. And I think the University of Saskatchewan does a great job of this, bringing together experts from around the world for a variety of different things, whether it's research-based or just the ability to collaborate. And that's happening later this week. There is an event happening there called People Around the World 2025 International Congress. It's happening, actually starts up on Wednesday, runs till Friday. This year's theme is Healthy People, Healthy Planet, Driving Innovation with Data. So it's bringing together researchers and educators, community leaders from around the globe to explore how data can improve healthcare. It's an interesting concept. I love that we're able to host this event right here in the province. And I'm happy to have my next guest join us to tell us a little bit about this. Dr. Steve Ryan is interim vice dean of research, scholarly and artistic work in the College of Arts and Science, and director of the Center for Quantum Topology and its Applications. That's quite a handle. University of Saskatchewan. Dr. Stephen Ryan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Evan. Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
How do you fit that on a business card, what I just read out there?
I sometimes need more than one.
Okay, let's start off this conference that's happening this week, and I don't know if it could be called a conference. It's being called an International Congress, People Around the World 2025. What is this event?
Yeah, no, great question. People Around the World, or PAW, as we like to say affectionately, is an annual conference or congress that brings together local and international experts around a topic of both regional and global importance. And as you said, this year's theme is Healthy People, Healthy Planet, Driving Innovation with Data. So we're converging local and international expertise in health, environmental sciences, sustainability, energy, digital technologies, and the social sciences, and even the arts all together to have the conversations that need to happen taking place right here on the USAS campus in Saskatoon. And so this is going to be three action-packed days of keynotes, panels, student poster sessions, tours, but the continual emphasis is on discussion of big issues around health, data, two fields that are really important to everyday life right now. Their combination is going to be essential for shaping the future of humanity. And, you know, we really want to drive those conversations right here at USASC so that, you know, we can take the learnings, take the findings from this Congress, and maybe even shape policy, advise governments, be the university the world needs.
It's I mentioned earlier, we're seeing researchers, educators, community leaders from around the globe coming to Saskatoon for this event. Who are the people coming? You don't have to list the names, but generally speaking, who are the people you're seeing attending an event like this, and what do they hope to get from it?
Yeah, I know we're really proud, Evan, of the fact that we have over 150 confirmed registrants for this Congress. The attendees and participants are from academia, universities, public policy and diplomacy, from international development circles. They're hailing from Saskatchewan and Canada, of course, but also France, Germany, the Czech Republic, Brazil, India, Pakistan, Mozambique. That's not even an exhaustive list.
Wow.
Amongst the participants, we have 37 student attendees from Canada, France, Vietnam, South Korea, just off the top of my head. There's going to be 41 posters by students and other emerging researchers on display at our poster sessions. this is going to be a highly attended event, and it really is truly global. Like, we have attracted the world here to Saskatoon.
Dr. Steve Ryan is my guest, University of Saskatchewan. So if I do a deep dive on you, you're known actually for your work in quantum mathematics and computing. Tell me how your work fits into this discussion around healthy people, healthy planet.
No, great question. You know, as we say in the title of the Congress, data is a big theme here. Its intersections with health, how it helps us to understand the health of individuals and communities, how it can help lead to interventions into health. One of the things about the data emerging from the health research and the healthcare sector is that it's big. It can be massive. Lots of data to sift through, looking for patterns, again, whether it's to help diagnose an individual health or helping to understand the health of populations. And the complexity of that data is requiring new tools, new perspectives. Certainly AI is making an impact here, and there's going to be a lot of focus on AI in the Congress, but also quantum computing, which is an emergent direction in computing, I'd say, as revolutionary as AI. And that's where my own research comes in. But really, in the future, I think quantum computing is going to be essential to, parsing, unpacking that complex data so that we can find the truths in it that are going to help us, again, motivate, make recommendations, and have positive interventions into the health of people and communities.
So give me an example of that, like an actual kind of an operational example about how that work, whether it's in quantum mathematics or just the utilization of data, can translate to something tangible for everyday Saskatchewanians. Can you draw the line for me of how that connection happens?
Absolutely. Great question. I mean, one of the first things that comes to my mind is early diagnosis, new markers of diagnosis for certain, chronic diseases, ailments. Just take, for example, dementias like Alzheimer's disease. It would be great to have ways to diagnose very early so that we can understand how to help individuals and their families. Diagnosis often occurs generally, at the first onsets of symptoms, when you have changes in behavior, lapses of memory. It would be great to find ways to understand whether someone is going to develop the condition long before that time. And that's where data can come in, because AI can sift through data that's been collected about patients, individuals, at earlier stages in their life, and look for patterns, trends, hints that are difficult for we as humans, as great as we are, to spot with the naked eye. There could be just, subtle combinations of behavior or gait, the balance when people are walking, or just other features. Could be the quality of their voice. Just a bunch of things that to our eye just seem random, but to AI, looking carefully at the data, crunching through the data, and that we don't have the capacity to do, can spot those combinations of symptoms and might say, maybe this is an early indicator of something that's going to happen maybe 5 or 10 or even 20 years later. And, armed with that kind of advanced knowledge, can make a huge difference in the quality of life of people and their families, whether it's here in Saskatchewan, elsewhere in Canada, or in the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Steve Ryan is my guest, University of Saskatchewan, and co-chair of this event called People Around the World 2025 International Congress. I'm not surprised to hear you talk about AI and its implications. Would you say, is it safe to say, Dr. Ryan, that AI speeds up some of the laborious work that often students or researchers would have to do? Does it propel quicker the advances in research? Are there any risks you worry about with the use of AI in this work?
Oh, I mean, great perspective there. Certainly what we're looking for are those accelerations of things like diagnosis. Being able to sift through massive amounts of data that, we don't have the time or patience to go through as individual human beings. but that, you know, great lens that comes from AI, that tool, comes with the cost of having to worry about data privacy, data security, but also, you know, false predictions, you know, biases in AI, you know, might be biased, you know, more towards, you know, making conclusions from one kind of data versus another. So we really have to understand these things as we develop these tools. So, you know, like many things, it's a double-edged sword. But that's one of the important conversations we want to have during this Congress. You know, what are the examples of amazing new things that people are doing there, doing out there in the world with AI to help make communities healthier? But also, what guardrails are they putting in place to make sure that it doesn't run amok?
Right. I'm guessing that you, because you mentioned students will be there and people early in their career as a researcher, I'm guessing they're at an event like this, and this event is where ideas are born. People will hear a discussion and think, that would be a great piece of research. That would be a good project to dig into. And that precipitates some of the work then that follows, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. You know, there's going to be a lot of comparison of ideas and notes between the various people who are going to be participating in this Congress. But, you know, so many new ideas are going to be incubated in real time from these conversations. You know, and there's a massive interdisciplinary perspective here. You know, just for example, one of our sort of parallel panel sessions is the role of the arts in healthy citizens and healthy communities. So you can just imagine from that title that there can be discussions that are going to be, you know, coming up with new perspectives, new interventions that arise from the arts into health, or new inspiration for the arts coming from how we think about healthy communities and a healthy society.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a great chat, Dr. Ryan. I appreciate you giving us some time. Thanks for the work you've done. I know you're a co-chair of bringing this Congress to our province. So thank you for that. And I look forward to watching what unfolds from this discussion.
Yeah, no, this is a great chat. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Evan.
Good to have you. Dr. Stephen Ryan, he is a University of Saskatchewan and co-chair of this great event happening called People Around the World 2025 International Congress. It starts up on Wednesday. I love that we host events like this in our province. To me, it's just another feather in the cap of the brilliant minds and the leadership that we have here. And I know it's a busy time for Dr. Ryan, so the fact that we could get him on the show is very much appreciated. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.